We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hachol Shabbos and Shintas Vav Siv Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Mutar Lahaniach Sefer Echad Mikan, V'Echad Mikan V'Echad Al Gabehen. It is permissible to take one Sefer as one pillar, one Sefer as another pillar, and then place the other on top, going across, which theoretically creates an Ohel underneath that Sefer. Says the Mechaber, this is permissible. The Ramal comments, "Hove ein sarach avashatachtem," because you don't really need the area underneath the ohel which you have created. And as we have seen before, if you don't need the area underneath for any tashmish of an ohel arai, a temporary ohel is going to be permitted completely. The Mishnah Berurah comments that there is still another issue involved. It is only permissible to do so if you had already been using the svarim on the sides. However, you are not able to take a sefer just in order to prop up another sefer, because that is a bizayon to the svarim. This is prohibited even during the week. However, this is only the opinion of the Taz, while the Magen Avraham and the Chaye Adam both say it is permissible if it is for learning purposes. The Mishnah Berurah also says, based off of this heter, as we have seen already, that's why you are able to place a tablecloth over a table, even if it hangs over the sides and creates an oil underneath the table, because you don't need the area which is underneath the table for use as an oil. Sifches, kol oil meshupa she'im begago tefach, any slanted oil which does not have the shear of a tefach on its roof, velo bepachos mishol shasamach legago rochav tefach, also if it is slanted and it is as it goes down three tefachim, it does not have the width of a tefach, hareza ohel arai, this is considered to be a temporary ohel, v'osa l'chatchila v'shabes putter. And it is only asr midrabanan to create this type of ohel. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even if you created this ohel l'keva, that it should last for a long period of time, since it does not have a tefach to it, it is by definition considered to be an ohel arai. In terms of the slant, it needs to be the width of a tefach without the drop of three tefachim. Sif tes. B'shamer shetolin osa lasis b'shmarim l'saranan u'moschim p'yilich otzad chashav asiyas ov asher lentosa. They used to have this type of filter that they used to use in order to filter out sediment and the like, and the way that it worked was they placed a type of small sheet cloth over a certain type of kli, and they would tighten the cloth into the kli all around, and it would create an ohel underneath of that piece of cloth. Says the Mechaber, that is considered to be an ohel, and it is prohibited. And finally, it is on this if that the Be'er Halacha has his discussion of the prohibition of opening up an umbrella on Shabbos. Kozenod Bihudu says it is a prohibition of ohel, while the Chazon Ish, we know, disagrees and says there is no issue of ohel involved, because it is meant to open and close, it is avid v'kai, like the folding chair. Rather, Chazon Ish thinks the issue is one of mesaking mana, of completing an utensil, or that of the whole weekday activity. Whatever the reason, different poskim give different reasons for the prohibition of opening an umbrella on Shabbos, and what it comes out is that it's really minhag Yisrael not to open an umbrella on Shabbos for a variety of reasons. And even if none of the reasons apply, we are still left with minhag Yisrael not to open up an umbrella. The interesting discussion is that of an ohel in one's hand, as we saw earlier, that Chazon Ish held there is no ohel if one is walking around with an ohel in their hand, but maybe an umbrella would be an exception to that as well. The interesting discussion is raised in regards to opening a deck umbrella on Shabbos, a patio umbrella on Shabbos. Maybe the prohibitions that apply to a umbrella used for rain in one's hand would not apply in that situation. However, I believe that most poskim end up being machmir on that as well.